Title IX, the bit of federal law which altered the landscape of sports in this country, is 30 years old. Until 1972, college sports programs effectively meant men's sports programs, but with Title IX, women's programs came out of the dank corners of the gym and received increased funding and increased status. Stefan Fatsis, sports writer of the Wall Street Journal, joins me now, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, welcome once again.
Hi, Robert.
One ironic consequence of Title IX has been the loss of status and funding for some men's sports programs. In fact, there was a lawsuit in January filed by some coaches of so-called men's minor sports. What's their case against Title IX enforcement?
Well, they say that they back Title IX and gender equity, but that it's devolved into a sort of quota system. And the reason for that is that the main way that schools comply with Title IX is by trying to ensure that the numbers of male and female athletes on campus are proportional to the student body. So if you have a campus that's 53% women, which is the national average, then you're supposed to have around 53% of your athletes also be women. But there are far more male athletes than female on campuses, so a lot of schools have found themselves in the position of having to cut. And when they cut men's teams so they can get into compliance with Title IX.
Men's teams, not football and basketball, but the so-called minor sports coached by the plaintiffs in that lawsuit, wrestling, gymnastics, that sort of thing.
Track, golf, right.
Well, now, the defenders of Title IX say that it's not the law that is leading to the cuts in those athletic programs.
No, they point to budgets. Schools are running budget deficits in their athletic departments. You might think that college sports are a sort of bottomless pit of money, but most schools have big deficits on the order of $3 million a year at the big programs. So athletic directors have to find places to cut. Title IX then comes in because when a school decides to do that, by law, it has to look to the overrepresented group on campus historically, and that's the men's sports.
Well, women's groups have argued that if the colleges just cut the big men's sports, football, perhaps basketball, then they might not have to eliminate wrestling and golf and gymnastics.
That's right. But the schools will counter that football and men's basketball are the ones that generate the revenue that allows all of those minor sports to exist, because those minor sports don't make any money. And football and basketball have vocal alumni. They donate lots of money. They get a lot of publicity for schools. The issue is whether they could do with a little bit less. And some athletic directors would like to see some reductions, for instance, in the number of scholarships for Division I football. There are 90 now. Get it down. That'll save a lot of money. Coaches are making $1 million or more a year at big programs, and that's more than the cost of operating some of these minor sports for a season.
Now, the national picture for women's sports is radically different today from what it was 30 years ago. I mean, there now are professional leagues for women's soccer, women's basketball, women's tennis, and golf are very big. Is there still a real need for Title IX?
Well, there's no doubt there's been a lot of progress. On college campuses, you've got about five times as many women playing sports now than 30 years ago. But men still get about twice as much money for their college sports as women. Athletic departments are still predominantly run by men. Women's sports don't have the history. And what Title IX supporters fear is that if you don't have some mathematical requirement, when it comes time for colleges to cut sports, they're going to look to the women for the cuts.
Now, back to the lawsuit brought by the minor sports men's coaches. What's the status of that lawsuit?
Well, the government has to respond in a couple of weeks, and the Bush administration is not perceived as being supportive of the current system, the so-called quota system. And what some people believe is going to happen is that the government is going to announce that they, in effect, support the narrow principle of the lawsuit, and they're going to say that they're reexamining the enforcement mechanism of Title IX. No one believes Title IX is going to go away, but there is this concern about what happens if...
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis is a sports writer with the Wall Street Journal. He joins us regularly to talk about sports and the business of sports.